You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, speaking with contemporary artist Jill Orr. Body Place Project is presenting Narak Al Maram Yu, Body of the Mountain, an experimental exhibition in Naarm, Melbourne. Thanks for coming and yarning with us, Jill.
Thank you. It's a thrill to be here.
So I just gave the tiniest of an intro, but can you introduce yourself? Who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Me, I am Jill Orr. I am a performance artist who really makes work from land, about land and environment. My mob, I grew up in Kyneton, Victoria, and I am now on Wurundjeri land, and I work on Wadawurrung land and in Ballarat. This project was pretty wild, actually, because Gretel Taylor and Gulsen Olser invited me to come on a residency, and the residency was set up as a walking tour in the Dandenongs, just outside of Melbourne, Naarm. And we walked these incredible trails up across the mountains. And I'm really personally an open space kind of person and a river person. So it was pretty amazing being in this kind of leafy, ferny, sort of dark, but very beautiful, intense environment up in the hills. And so we got to, we went with Mandy Nicholson, who's an Indigenous person from the area, who's also an artist who's going to be part of this show, plus a couple of other different artists who all, in one way or another, speak to embrace environmental and place-based work. So for me, anyway, you know what it's like out in the bush. You just, everything is electric and everything is awake and you sense things that otherwise you don't.
Mm.
And, that's kind of an amazing space to be in. And so, you know, all these amazing details and textures and smells and colours and animals. But we get to the top of this mountain and for me, probably, well, there's a lot of powerful moments, but the moment I finally rested on was the one you're at the top of this mountain and you look actually across suburban Melbourne and you look out into the Port Phillip Bay. So it covers a vast distance. And I thought, because I quite like being a big distance rather than a kind of small microcosm. So it's like, I thought, as the crow flies. So it's just, you know, the crow flying straight across to the sea. And yet, of course, what the crow flies over are the most different environments where, you know, built up suburbia, creatures and life has to adapt to living between concrete and traffic and roads. And then there's the Birrarung, which is the Yarra River, winding its way through. So I thought, I might try and connect a couple of those different places in the project that I'm going to present at Birrarung Cultural Centre with the others.
Your work, you just said, is as the crow flies, right?
Yes.
It has so many elements to it. What are the audience going to experience seeing your work?
Well, I'll probably experience a bit of a conundrum because, you know, how the crow's the messenger, kind of amazing. And when you hear one, you just hear millions of them and you hear them for days and days. And yet in the work I'm presenting, there's no real straight line. So I did a kind of performance for the camera in a billabong really close to where I live, which is on the Banyule Flats. So when I was way up in the mountains, I could virtually see where the Banyule Flats were, being a crow flying over the Banyule Flats and going out to the sea. So I thought, So there's a couple of characters I did in this incredible billabong, which is partially full of water. I know it's flooded. When it floods, it just completely, you know, there's no access. And I've seen it when it's dry as a bone. So I know what the place, the water behaviour in that place does. So I became a hybrid bush bird. So I'm going to create a photographic image of that. And also, you know, those traffic control folk and they have stop, flow. So I became one of them as well. So there's two different characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the other image is about the traffic controller person, and she is just stuck knee-deep in water with the sign, and I can't remember if this image is a stop sign or the slow sign, but nevertheless, you kind of get what I mean, I think. I think it'll be a fairly easy image to get. So they're the images in a rough description, but also needing to connect back up to the mountain is I'm going to make this really large sculptural form out of limbs from trees and twigs and mud and bind it together as if it's a creature. And I know, because I've done this a million years ago, one of the first ever works I did was kind of a small-scale version of that. And when you leave the mud in it as a sculptural form bound into twigs, etc., over a period of time, of course, all the seeds in the mud start to grow grass or whatever seed is in there. So I'm hoping that this big sculptural crazy form I'm going to make will actually, over the period of the exhibition, start to grow. At the opening, there are going to be the Jiri Jiri dancers. Greta will give a super brief overview about the whole show, including all the artists. And I'm going to do a kind of very small performance about this sculptural form that I'm making. So it kind of the live performance is not going to be very long at all, but just I won't talk about that too much because it'll blow the surprise, but nevertheless, it will kind of connect all those various elements that I've chosen to put in.
It sounds like a very multifaceted piece of artwork where you've segmented it in those images, the sound, and then a sculpture too. What was it like in the process of this? Like, how do you feel making something so complex in all of its parts?
I feel excited by it because when I see these different connections that, in a way, words sometimes just can't connect it, but images or somehow can in a feeling way, and it's the feeling of connecting these quite disparate things will make sense in the space.
So you mentioned that it was part of this Walk on Country residency. What was it like being around with Mandy Nicholson and the other artists? What kind of connections did you make with each other?
It was beautiful, truly beautiful, because everyone sees and experiences life in their own unique way, and to share that just in being together and just in kind of yarning together, it was really special. To take time out of, you know, computers and craziness, it was enriching. That's what I think it was. It was really enriching. And I know the works that the others will make for this show will connect. There'll be a kind of subtle connection, and an overt connection came from that special connection with each other and the space and the place. Sometimes there are too many words. Sometimes you just have to go and see it. But other times, and I listen to the radio a lot, the words are evocative anyway. So I suppose this whole body place project and the work that we will all produce has come from like a non-verbal place. It's come from a place where we've each in our own unique way been open to this powerful planet we live on and this powerful country we live within. I think that imagination is a very underused muscle. And, you know, everyone works out and does their gym and does their whatever, but actually it's the imagination which is the pathway to the future. That experience was very restorative for the imagination muscle.
I love that. I love that you were all able to connect to country and connect to each other to create beautiful, awesome things.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, good. If anyone is seeking more information or looking to find you as an artist, where can we find you?
Jill Orr, which is JILLORR, Google Artist, My website comes up. My gallery is This Is No Fantasy. Google them and that'll come up. And, of course, you're going to put up the details of the Body Place project,
yeah,
so we can connect to there as well.
I want to thank you so much for jumping on and telling us all about your art making, Jill.
You're so welcome. I'm honoured to be with you all.
That was Jill Orr. The exhibition by Body Place Project will be at Budinja Gallery, Upway. Will run from May to the 13th of July in 2025. You're listening to NITV Radio.